What is going on, everybody? This is Mike Hughes, and you're listening to Mike on the Mic and everything Chicago Sports Related Podcast. Today is November 1st, 2023, and ladies and gentlemen, it's Christmas. I mean, there's snow on the ground. It's sticking. Last night, we had a little bit of lightning, a little bit of thunder, a little bit of hail and snow. It was absolutely crazy. It was bonkers last night. I was even at my flag football game with my guys, Kevin, James, Mark, and Danny, and man, bro, like, what's going on? I have no idea. It was absolutely insane. So let's get right into it, man. It is winter time in Chicago. Not really, but we're here. And Chicago Bulls basketball is back. Chicago Bulls are currently 2-2. They have already had a 50-point game from Zach LaVine, dropping 51 points for a new career high. They've also had a team meeting after the first game of losing to the OKC Thunder, where they asked Billy Donovan to leave the room in a heated exchange between players. DeMar DeRozan still showing us he's that guy in the very next game, doing his thing. But nonetheless, this Bulls team just feels very lackluster. I mean, there's nothing to really be impressed about. And I think the biggest issue with that is understanding that this is the same product year in and year out, just a different point guard at the helm. I mean, if we're being real, if we're being completely honest, the best thing I think they've done within the last 2-3 seasons of this core together is the addition of Torrey Craig. I feel like that's really the only one where I'm like, oh, wow, they actually did something. They're actually trying here. Because Torrey Craig is an absolute animal, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But let's talk about first and foremost what's been going on with the Bulls. You bring in Javon Carter. You obviously extend Kobe White. You extend Ayo Dosunmu. But the point guard conversation is just inadequate. It's just not present. And it's something that I think we all kind of understand that's not going to change anytime soon. Maybe at the deadline, maybe if they make a trade. But as it sits right now, currently, I mean, there is no room for hope that one of these guys is going to turn into anything close to what Lonzo Ball was able to contribute in the 2021 season. And that's just being quite real. I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit up here and say that Lonzo Ball was a top 10 point guard at the time or that he was an absolute animal for this organization. But what I will say is this: somebody who isn't viewed as a top 10 point guard but is still able to help build a championship caliber roster because of what he can contribute to the floor, whether that be defensively or floor spacing or just being a better floor general, is a guy like Jrue Holiday. I think Jrue Holiday and Lonzo Ball are two men mirroring each other in their game, and I absolutely love it. I do think Jrue offensively has had a higher ceiling, but nonetheless, defensively and what they're able to do facilitating-wise, they are two peas in a pod. So it's definitely interesting. It's definitely interesting to see them try to replicate that. We've seen them do Patrick Beverley. We've seen them now do Carter, defensive-minded guys who just have a lack of offense. Except, you know, when I was at the Patrick Beverley game, that man hit 7 threes. So I ain't going to say nothing. Pat earned my respect that night in a game against Miami, which is absolutely incredible. But with that being said, talking about it and understanding that, man, we're coming to a close. You know what I mean? We're coming to a bridge where it's like, all right, you either got to cross it or just stay where we're at. And why are we staying where we're at? You can go on two roads right now. You can rebuild or you can let this thing flare out and die and sit dead in the water. And honestly, I think I know which way they're going to go. I think it's going to be a little bit of both. I think they're not going to get the best value they could for guys like DeMar, but they probably will give up on guys like Zach a little early on just because it's easier to move those guys because they're obviously on a max contract. But with that being said, getting into what else isn't working for the Chicago Bulls right now. I mean, we talk about the point guards, but that's not everything. You know what I mean? We have to talk about the legitimacy of what's going on throughout this organization and what's going to happen to this organization moving forward if they want to have success. Patrick Williams is the complete opposite of that. And right now, what I'm seeing from this guy is a guy that arguably is going to have a hard time ever cracking a starting five rotation ever again in his life. In his first four games with the Bulls, the year four power forward has 8 points in game one, 3 points in game two, 0 points in game three, and 9 points in game four. And that's just something for me where it's like, what are we doing? Right now on the season, he's averaging 5-3-1. I mean, the guy is just, and that's starting minutes. Patrick Williams is averaging 5-3-1. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense whatsoever. I mean, it's time to give up on the former number four overall pick. And I've said it all offseason. I believe that Torrey Craig belongs in the starting rotation. I think Patrick Williams might actually flourish off the bench. And I think he would be able to develop into maybe not a starting player, but somebody who you can bank on from off the bench. And I think that's going to be interesting. That is going to be very interesting, especially when we have our sponsors of Benchmob Chicago. If you haven't checked out Benchmob Chicago yet, definitely give them a like and a follow on Instagram right now at Benchmob Chicago. They give you the best Bulls up-to-date news, updating you on box scores, injuries, and everything else you have going on throughout the league. They also do Benchmobber of the Night, the best bench Chicago Bulls player every single game. You can go on their website as well at Benchmob Chicago, and you can get the cleanest hoodies, beanies, wristbands, t-shirts, and awesome, awesome cards that you can check out. Michael Jordan rookie cards. Crazy stuff. I mean, you could definitely check them out. So thank you for our sponsor always. We're so happy to be partnering for another year covering the Chicago Bulls in basketball all year long. But getting back to it, Patrick Williams off the bench would be amazing, especially when you're bringing in Torrey Craig into the fold. The floor spacing that that creates, the defensive presence that that creates with the starting five, who lacks that in a tremendous way. Kobe White, not a great defender. Zach LaVine, just not adequate to what you want to see. DeMar tries, but you know it's just not enough. And then Vooch, man, don't even get me started on Vooch. But nonetheless, though, Torrey Craig's 3-and-D defense brings a lot. In game one, off the bench, shooting 75% from three. He went 3-for-4. An absolute animal, an absolutely amazing playmaker. The guy is out there stealing cookies. The guy is out there doing what he needs to do. It's going to be really exciting to see what happens. But, man, I'm just really over this Bulls team, to be honest. I don't think I can sugarcoat it anymore. You know, we're talking about Patrick Williams. We're talking about Torrey Craig. We're talking about Javon Carter. Last year, we were talking about what they're going to do with the deadline, and all they do is pick up Patrick Beverley on waivers. Like, it's just diminishing, I guess, as a Bulls fan, to see Arturis go up there every single trade deadline and say, we are comfortable with the roster that we have, and we believe that they can win a championship. That is just not true. That is just bullshit, and pardon my ironicity, but you know it's definitely something where you cannot just continue to bank on these guys turning into players that they're never going to be. The Bulls have something very interesting, and this is why I think it's interesting. I think if we were to do a fire sale and sell the entire team, I think we're going to be a lot better a lot sooner than people think. It reminds me a lot of what the Brooklyn Nets are potentially becoming right now. You sell off Kyrie, you sell off James Harden, you sell off Kevin Durant, and you get great players in return. Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Cam Thomas, a bunch of other guys. You know, it's Spencer Dinwiddie. You know, you get better very fast. You still have guys like Nick Claxton. I'm a firm believer. Maybe you keep Patrick Williams. If you trade away Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Nikola Vucevic, the assets that you could potentially get in return, having Patrick Williams obviously be one of the number one options going into the rest of the year. He gets the ball more. He can develop into who you want to see him become. I know there's rumors about him demanding a $200 million contract, but that was taken out of context. That was just saying around, you know, that kind of salary is what he would prefer. And of course he would. I would too. You're going to judge the man for wanting to bang for his buck when guys are getting paid far more for doing less? I mean, it's just being real. Guys get paid today. Inflation is going up. The price is going up in the NBA. Prices are not the same. Jaylen Brown just made over $300 million. I am positive that Jason Tatum will likely be making over four or close to it. I mean, that's just being real. But it's going to be interesting nonetheless. It's going to be interesting. I think, I don't want 4 games into this season being 2-2 already talking about selling. But what else is there to talk about? Lonzo is not coming back this year. That is confirmed. So are you going to wait until Lonzo's contract year to see if he can come back and be anything close to what he was prior to this horrible knee injury? Are you going to bank on DeMar not regressing? Are you going to bank on Vooch not regressing? Are you going to bank on Zach taking that step and becoming that guy? Because listen, that's another one too. You trade Jimmy Butler, the face of a franchise, who did amazingly well with Rajon Rondo and Dwayne Wade and Robin Lopez. Honestly, way too well. If Rondo doesn't get hurt, I could see the Bulls actually potentially going to the finals that year. As crazy as that sounds, we can argue about it in the comments if you want to, but I was a firm believer that that team had a lot to offer. I mean, hell, they even swept the Warriors that year. Was that 2016? They swept the motherfucking Warriors that year. That's crazy. So you trade away Jimmy Butler for the 7th overall pick, Chris Dunn, and Zach LaVine coming off a torn ACL. Now, that 7th overall pick turns into Lauri Markkanen, and you expect him to be the face of the franchise. Didn't pan out. So then you turn it to Zach. Didn't pan out. And Chris Dunn, oh, man. You know what? I will say this, though. Before Chris Dunn slammed his face into the pavement, literally, when he fell, and I believe not only did he chip his tooth, but he had a really serious concussion. He was actually balling. He was balling. I will give him that. But nonetheless, man, I mean, it's never amounted to what Jimmy Butler has been able to do, not only for the Chicago Bulls, but for the Philadelphia 76ers, for the Minnesota Timberwolves before he had his whole thing debacle over there, and obviously going to 2 finals appearances with the Miami Heat in the last 4 years. I mean, that's just being real. We look at Zach like a number one guy, and unfortunately, he's just not that. Zach is an all-star. Zach is a great player. But Zach is not a number one on a championship caliber team, as much as I love him. I would love him to be that. But you also have to understand what you have here. DeMar DeRozan is not a number one on a championship caliber team. And here was the moment that I realized that this wasn't going to work. They brought DeMar, Lonzo, and Vooch in to build around Zach. Zach was the centerpiece. Then in 2021, in the middle of the season, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, DeMar DeRozan hits back-to-back game winners. He hits one in 2021 and he hits one in 2022 the very next day. Wins both games. Then it turns into DeMar's team. As much as people want to say it's still Zach's team, DeMar could look at me in the face and say it's Zach's team. I don't believe him. This is DeMar DeRozan's team. And that was the moment I said, this just isn't going to work. It's just not going to work, especially in a Billy Donovan-style offense. If you know Billy Donovan's offense, it's always been true point guard-driven. Now, you can say, oh, well, every league is. No, it's not. You look at the Milwaukee Bucks with Damian Lillard. He is not a true point guard. He is a scorer. He is a facilitator at times, but he is mainly a scorer. You look at what the Golden State Warriors have been able to accomplish with Steph Curry. Is Steph Curry a true point guard? No. He is the greatest three-point shooter of all time. Now, they bring in Chris Paul, who is a true point guard, but I think his role is better off the bench. That's a whole different conversation for a different day. But with that being said, there are offenses who are driven through point guards who are traditional scorers. They can facilitate, but they're mainly scorers. Let's be real. Ja Morant, score. Trae Young, score. You know, we have guys in here, the True Holidays, the Lonzo Balls, even a current Derrick Rose, Marcus Smart, who are facilitators. Nikola Jokic, you can even say, making the argument, he is a facilitator. You know, you have conversations about that, and you say, okay, listen, what kind of style offense do you want to run? Do you want to do space and flooring? Do you want to do pace? Do you want to do 7 seconds? What do you want to run? What do you want to run? Triangle? I don't know. Fuck. Are we bringing back the 90s Bulls with Phil Jackson to see if it can fucking work? I don't know. But without a traditional true point guard, this team is going to fall apart. It's just what it is. And on top of that, Standstill Pat, who me and my buddies call Patrick Williams, Standstill Pat, because he just feels like in transition offense, he is always just standing there, oblivious to what's going on. He is not a part of the play whatsoever. And then Nikola Vucevic, who, as much as I love him, I feel like in this system, it's just too slowed down. It's not a desirable move to have Nikola Vucevic a part of this offense with speedy guys like DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine. It's just too much going on. They cancel each other out. They always say opposites attract. In basketball, that is not the case. You need guys who fluently fit the system that you're trying to run. That's just real. I mean, it's somebody I think that would have a lot of success is last year's Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Torrey Craig, and Nikola Vucevic, I believe, would be a much better lineup than what they had with DeAndre Ayton. Not because of Vuce's offensive ability, just because the way he gets after it, the way he plays his style of basketball, is definitely superior to what DeAndre Ayton was able to do, who is also a standstill Pat, if you will. He doesn't want to be a part of any play either. So, you know, it's definitely something that I think, looking at what this team can do, it is a team full of good players. They just don't play well together. It's just the reality. That's okay. You know, and it is what it is at the end of the day. But I'm excited to see what happens moving forward. They're in Dallas tonight against Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, and the Dallas Mavericks. Mark Cuban is going to be in the building without a doubt. You know he loves Chi-Town. It's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens. I'm still not giving up on this Bulls season. I'm going to try to be at many games as possible. If you want to check out my writing over there, you can check it out on Substack at Chicago State of Mind. You can check my Bulls articles, Cubs articles, doing a lot of fun things over there. But with that being said, I appreciate you guys for listening. This is Mike Hughes from Mike on the Mic. Peace.